It is time for another pleasurable experience, and that is bringing in Dr. Judy Werpman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin
Diet. What the heck was that?
That was my iPhone.
Well, all of your devices just suddenly spoke to you and said, you know, you might want to unplug a little there, dude.
Serotonin Power Diet, Serotonin Power Diet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy and Possibly Breaks His iPhone. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Dr. Werpman.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm done.
Well, I'm glad it's just your phone that fell and not
no,
you.
No. The phone fell and then the tablet fell on top of it. It's just okay. you have that's well, it's sort of like the cake falling and then the pie falling.
But the good thing is this didn't hit any nothing hit any buttons, so nothing happened.
Right. All right. Should a personal hello, Dr. Werpman.
Hello.
Balance is yes. It's very silent, and people don't really notice until they are furniture walking that they've that they're too late to take steps. But
yeah.
No, it's
the reason I talked about it is that you know people talk about high blood pressure as a silent killer in that if it's not measured, there are no symptoms that would tell you that your blood pressure is elevated, and one of the problems, consequences, dreadful consequences, is a stroke and all the consequences of that. But what is really overlooked is balance and its loss, because that's totally silent unless you find yourself tripping or having trouble balancing, going up and down stairs, going down a curb. By that time, your balance is pretty poor, and it may lead almost immediately to some kind of fall. Well, the reason I talked about this is that what I think a lot of people now know is that one of the benefits of the Affordable Care Act, et cetera, is that many citizens, especially older adults, have access to what's called an annual wellness exam. And that is really supposed to detect any early symptom of a disease process that might lead to trouble later on so that interventions can be decided, like started. You know, like prediabetes or maybe high blood pressure or high cholesterol, et cetera. And one of the things that is measured in the patient going for a wellness examination is the vulnerability to falling, because as you get older, that seems to be something that we are all vulnerable to. You know, about 30-40% of Americans as they get older may fall once or twice, and the falls usually end up in something not just sort of a bump or a bruise, but something that could really lead to broken hips or limbs and eventually even being confined to a wheelchair. So wouldn't you expect, Jill, that if you went in for your annual wellness exam or any kind of annual physical examination, that your physician would test you for this, and indeed may even test you before you reach what we call older age, but you might even, as a 40-year-old or a 30-year-old, have a baseline estimation or evaluation of how well your balance is and how well do you walk. Do you walk picking up your feet, or do you shuffle? Do you look down? Are you bent over? Are you able to walk slowly, quickly, etc.? These are types of measurements that take maybe 5 minutes. I mean, actually much less time than it takes usually when you're waiting in that waiting room for your physician, who's usually late. But, of course, that's not done. And if you are an older person going in for a wellness exam, it's only done if you've already fallen or if you actually complain of the fear of falling because you find that your balance is off. It's like saying, well, we're not going to test you for diabetes until you already have it. We're not going to test you for high blood pressure until you actually show signs of having high blood pressure.
But so much, I hate to say it, but so much of medicine is that.
Yes, and the point is,
it's reactive.
This is something that you could actually do yourself. I mean, you certainly can test your blood pressure yourself, and many people are encouraged to buy those little machines so that you can test that. But this is something that's even easier. It doesn't require any kind of special equipment. All it requires are your two legs and maybe a chair nearby so that you can rest your hand on that chair while you're trying some very simple balance exercises, like can you lift up a foot and put it, one foot, and put it at a 45-degree angle, perhaps resting on the calf of the other foot for 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Can you do that with the other foot? Can you stand on both feet and move your right foot over so that it's laterally, so it's touching your left, and then do the same with the other side. Or, and this is not easy, can you walk in a straight line with the heel of one foot touching the toe of the other? Sounds so simple, and, you know, a three-year-old can do this without even thinking about it. But you try it as you get older, and you find yourself wobbling. Maybe you're leaning on one side. Your hands go out to try to keep your balance. It's not easy. And there are other very simple exercises like this. You can test yourself in about 30 or 60 seconds to see whether you're already having balance problems. The other is something that it's called gait, or how quickly you walk. And it's true that people, as they get much older, walk more slowly than somebody who is young. But if you really have trouble walking, it may be because you're losing muscle mass, because you may be developing the signs of some kind of neurological disease that cause you to slow down. You may have vertigo. You may have other problems. And all you do is simply measure off a certain distance. It could be 3 feet, which is a meter. Mark it off and have somebody just time you. You know, take your phone and just see how long does it take you to walk that distance. That's all. And you may try for every member of the family to see what the distances are. If you have a, you know, outside on your sidewalk or your driveway, as long as it's sort of even. And you know, the thing is, if you come into your doctor and say, look, you know, I tried these exercises, and I'm really having problems with my balance, you can be given a prescription, as it were, to go see a physical therapist and start working on balance exercises. You don't need a gym to do it. You simply need a place where if you fall down, it's carpeted, usually your bedroom, and so you're not going to hurt yourself. But these are things that are so simple and so easy for a physician, a physician's assistant, you know, when you check in for somebody to do, and nobody thinks about doing it. And I said, it is loss of balance. It can be as much of a killer as high blood pressure. You fall down and you break something and you heal very slowly and you end up in a wheelchair, you may get a blood clot, you may just simply lose your ability to live independently. The consequences go on and on and on. And all you have to do is just practice standing on one foot for maybe 60 seconds once a day. And, you know, you really may find your balance getting better.
Absolutely. And just so you know, you mentioned this a couple of years ago, and I've been doing those balance exercises ever since. And P.S., I was, you know, practice, and it's still not perfect. But as winter approaches, especially in the Northeast, I strongly recommend that, you know, you really don't want to fall.
You don't want to fall. And it's you don't realize until you start testing yourself the deficit.
Yeah, exactly, you know, right.
It's really silent. And I think everybody in a family should try it. And especially if you have not been, you know, going to a gym regularly or doing any kind of exercise where you have to stand, you know, like yoga, for example.
No, you have to make it a game also. All right, we will talk to you next weekend.
Next week.
Always, thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy right here on the air live. Also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood.